as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
My name is Robert Forster, and this song is called Inferno, Brisbane in Summer, in brackets. One, two. One, two, three, four.
The last decade or so has seen a belated outpouring of appreciation for the Go-Betweens, the band in which Robert Forster once played. There's a bridge named after them in their native Brisbane. They have been the subject of the acclaimed documentary Right Here by Creve Standers, and their work has been lavishly anthologised. This is only proper, even if it comes too late for Robert's songwriting partner in the Go-Betweens, Grant McLennan, who died in 2006 and who Robert wrote about in the acclaimed memoir Grant and I. But it would be ironic indeed if it all occluded Robert Forster's ongoing solo career, the latest fruit of which is an album called Inferno, which stands comparison with anything else he's put his name to. Robert came to Midori House and played three tracks from it.
Ah, oh, that moon. No one is sleeping. We're naked in bed, tossing and turning, with murder in our heads. Can't lift a finger. We're dreaming of ice. The photo you sent me, out the window of the snow. Well, it looked like paradise. Ah, that ice. Do you remember winter at all? You in a frock coat, and me in a shawl. Mowed the lawn Monday, the grass a disgrace. Mowed the lawn Tuesday, the grass in our face. The jungle is coming, and so is the drought. The people are screaming, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me out. Ah, that ice. Looks like paradise.
Robert Forster, welcome back to the sessions at Midori House.
Nice to be here, Andrew. Very, very nice to be here.
You are in the rarefied echelon of two-time appearees.
I know, that's a very select group.
It's great to have you back, and it's a fine album, Inferno. It's quite rock and roll, I thought.
It is, and that pleases me, because as you get older, that's harder to maintain with any kind of dignity, I think. A little bit, I think, goes towards the drummer, Earl Harvin, who plays on the album. He's the first session drummer I've ever played with. He's the drummer for Tindersticks, and he plays with the, but he does a lot of session work. And he just sort of brought a bit of a punch instantly to the recordings that was really good. It made me feel like my material could sit on something quite classical in terms of rock and roll. And he provided that.
You recorded the album in Berlin.
Yeah.
Did that feel at all like a, well, if not a homecoming, then a home going of sorts? As fans of the Go-Betweens will know, because you did live literally in a German farmhouse at one point.
Yeah, I did.
And there's a song to prove it.
I do. I enjoy being in Germany. On this record, I was only in Berlin because Victor Van Vuut, the producer-engineer of the record, lived in Berlin, and he had a studio there, and I wanted to work with him. So that's why I ended up there.
Did you go into this session with, I guess, a preconceived idea of how you wanted this record to sound?
Only because I knew what Victor was like from reputation. I'd worked with him once before. I know the kind of records. I listened to some stuff he'd done recently. I knew that there'd be a sort of expansiveness, a richness, a bigness to the sound that he gets. You can just give him a drum kit, a bass guitar and an acoustic guitar, and he somehow gets a size to it all. he records my vocals really well. I knew he'd do that, and I was ready to give vocal performances. He did everything that I'd hoped he'd do, and so that was a gamble. Not really a gamble, but an assumption that worked out really well.
I wanted to ask about a couple of the songs in particular, one of which you have recorded for us today, and that is Remain, which does seem to be narrated from the point of view of a thwarted film director in this particular instance.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff in there about, you know, knowing what it's like to be ignored. And you are, of course, by now overly familiar with the popular narrative constructed around the Go-Betweens.
Yeah.
But was that a projection at any level? Is that you having a bit of fun with the Go-Betweens underdog myth?
Yeah, no, it is. That's exactly right. And the key to it was just that lyric change to film. When I got that, I thought, oh, I can have fun with this. Do you know what I mean? If I'd have been a songwriter in the song, that would have just closed it off almost. I love the tune so much, I still would have written a song. But I just, as soon as I got that, I went, oh, I can go anywhere now with this, because it's not me as the singer-songwriter. It's me as a filmmaker, which, of course, is funny in itself. I'm talking about a fake career. But putting in details that obviously resonate with what I do. But that was the key to the song. And your description of it is very good. That's what it was, yeah. This song's called Remain. 1, 2... 1, 2, 3, 4. There was a time. There was a time that I've known. When my films just weren't shown. Big city screens, big city dreams remain. I did my good work while knowing it wasn't my time. Sometimes this world, sometimes this world has its cracks. I fell through, but I can do magic to turn backs. Big city screens, big city dreams remain. I did my good work while knowing it wasn't my time. It's like to be ignored, forgotten. When yours is the name that doesn't come up too often. Hey! Big city screen. Big city dreams remain. I did my great work while knowing it wasn't my time. Yeah.
Also, one of the other songs you've recorded for us today is about your hometown, Brisbane. Do you feel, I guess, reconciled again might be the right word, to Brisbane in a way that you didn't years ago? I mean, I know Brisbane's changed. First, on the one hand, it struck me the sheer improbability, rather, of both the Go-Betweens and the Saints emerging from the same city at around the same time. And it's very hard, I think, to explain now what a peculiar place Brisbane was and Queensland was in the late 1970s. And that's not me saying that as a New South Welshman.
No,
that
no,
is a statement of objective fact.
Yeah.
But then it also struck me thinking about it later, well, why wouldn't bands like the Saints and the Go-Betweens form in an environment like that? It seems actually quite a rational response.
Yes, it was. And I think political oppression has, all the way through history really, has in a bizarre way been good for the arts in a certain, if you can work with it, you know, like if it doesn't crush you or if you don't leave, which through history people do, but it does bring up something. The interesting thing, I think, with the Saints did it one way and we did it another. You know, like the Saints were a lot more surly and and you know like sort of Rolling Stones.
Such a great word for the Saints.
You know, like that, you know, that mid-60s sort of thing that they had, where we were sort of more of a, let's be as poppy and as fey and as, you know, like worshipping 50s French film. You know, like all of the sort of things that we brought into it was from a different angle, but both of them were like affronting the system.
Mm.
And so we just went it from different ways. And of course also, I mean, the Saints were an inspiration for us because we saw how they got out of Brisbane. And so for Grant and I, when we started the Go-Betweens, the Saints, besides the fact that we love them as a band, it was like, there's the path out of town. And this song is called The Morning. One, two, one, two, three, four.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Robert Forster. His album Inferno is out now on Tappet Records. This episode was recorded and mixed by Alex Portfelix. I'm Andrew Muller. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music. But until then, thanks for listening.
My dreams have chased me to this place where I've arrived. The sun's at the door. It's knocking. The morning is a friend. It's before me. The morning is a friend. I swing my feet from the bed to the floor. I've got another day. I tell myself as I cross the floor. And the sun's at the door. It's knocking. The morning is a friend. It's before me. The morning is a friend. Twisted scenes cut across all my dreams. People appearing that I haven't seen since I was 16. Uncles and TV stars are trying to sell me a maze. I'm running from gunfire, blood and tears in my eyes. But the sun's at the door.
Oh, it's knocking. The morning is a friend. It's before me. The morning is a friend. Believe me, the morning is a friend. Believe me, the morning.